Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United Nations is seeking to rewrite history with respect to Israel, and two Jewish biblical holy sites have now been declared Islamic in a resolution passed by a body of the United Nations, which is also alleging that Palestinians have been mistreated by the State of Israel in Jerusalem's Old City at the Temple Mount. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. You know, Matt, if you don't like history, I guess you just rewrite it. You pass a resolution. You know, it's time that we just stop sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to support this out-of-control United Nations. It is bureaucratic. It is fraudulent. It has corruption. And it is contrary to all of the freedom that we in America enjoy. It is contrary to our Judeo-Christian freedom that America and Israel enjoy together. And this most recent resolution declaring these sites to be Islamic is absolutely an attempt to rewrite history.
Yeah, well, according to Israel, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNCESCO, is working together with Palestinians, as you mentioned, to rewrite biblical history, Matt. And, you know, the UN can step in if it, I guess, wants to, and it can just arbitrarily declare that Los Angeles now belongs to Mexico, but that doesn't make it so. Israel is a sovereign nation, the United States is a sovereign nation, and the UN, which has expressed clear hostility toward the state of Israel and has favored Islam and the terrorist leaders, the Palestinians and the Palestinian leaders who are engaging in terrorist acts against Israel as we speak, Matt, they don't have the authority to step in and do this.
Yeah, according to Emmanuel Nashon, the spokesperson for the Israeli Foreign Ministry, the new declaration works as a propagation tool for the Palestinians in their campaign to forward their political narrative. It is reportedly being viewed as a way of gaining more sympathy from the world to deem the Palestinians as victims of Israel's so-called oppressive regime, which is part of their ultimate plan to gain statehood. You know, this particular, I've been to Israel 14 times and planning a 15th trip soon to take some college students as part of our Covenant Journey program to Israel. And one of the things that is very clear is when you look at what Israel does to defend itself against assaults by the Islamic jihadists coming out of Gaza and other places within the surrounding region, it does everything possible to avoid collateral damage. It avoids. It does everything possible to avoid bringing innocent civilians into the picture. Whereas the Palestinians, the jihadists there, will actually use people as human shields. The fact of the matter is that the world just simply changes the narrative. The world media changes the narrative. And this is not from us. We actually have brought an Israeli-Palestinian citizen who's a world-renowned journalist who will pitch stories. He pitched a story a few months ago about an event that happened in Gaza where it was Palestinian-on-Palestinian violence. And the first thing out of the editor's mouth was there any Jew involved? And no, there wasn't. They weren't interested in it. If there's no Jews involved, they're not interested in the story. If the narrative doesn't fit the idea of the Palestinians being oppressed by the Israelis, then it doesn't get any ink time. This is a problem not only with the media, but it's a problem with some of the international United Nations community. And we here in America, particularly Christians, need to stand with Israel.
Yeah, and you know, the UN and other leftists and pro-Palestinian supporters don't want to let the facts and actual history get in the way of their revisionist agenda. You know, we're talking about here the Tomb of the Patriarchs in Hebron and Rachel's Tomb in Bethlehem, Jewish holy sites, historical Jewish holy sites proclaimed, again, arbitrarily, to be an integral part of Palestine, a non-existent entity in itself, a region in and of itself, Palestine, a declaration made in the resolution that was passed recently. So, Matt, again, this is just one more example of the hostility we see the UN has toward the state of Israel. Incidentally, the most free and democratic nation in all of the Middle East.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that was part of consideration, and they stopped short of including this, believe it or not, was the Western Wall, or as it's oftentimes referred to as the Wailing Wall. There was an attempt to have that part of the resolution as well, that the Western Wall would be declared part of the Al-Aqsa Mosque that's on the Temple Mount. The Palestinians hoped that that would have happened so that they could then exclude Jews and obviously Christians as well from going to the Western Wall. It would have really renamed the Western Wall Plaza Al-Burqa after Muhammad's winged horse, or Barak, I should say, not Al-Burqa. Interesting, I'm not sure if many people know that, but the theory within Islam is that Muhammad was transported on a white horse to heaven, and the name of that horse was Al-Barak, very similar to, not quite spelled like Barack Obama, but it's Al-Barak, that's the horse. And they were going to want to name the Western Wall after that horse, Al-Barak.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that this Israeli foreign minister spokesman here, Nashan, he said that it's fortunate that UNSECO and other Muslim sympathizing groups have power checks in place. Otherwise, much of what has been considered part of Israel's heritage since it reformed as a nation back in 1948 could be claimed by Islamic interests. And of course, they would naturally get a great deal of pushback by a sovereign Israel, and which would say, well, no, you can't just come in and take our land and our holy sites and somehow just decide that they're Muslim in nature, but yet this is what we see happening.
You know, most people don't realize, but back in 1948, when Israel became a state, a nation, independent new nation, when the European countries, and Great Britain being one of those, but not the only one, collectively agreed on the division of the Middle East. You know, they not only created a lot of these places, they just drew lines, and they had no concern about the different sects or different religions within those lines. But they actually created a two-state proposition for both the Arabs there in the land and the Jews. And so it would have started off with a two-state solution at the very beginning. The Jews immediately said, yes, we'll take that. And the Arab-Palestinian population said, no, we don't want it. If Israel has any stake in the matter, then we don't want it at all. We want the whole thing. And they've rejected it from the very beginning. There's not going to be a two-state solution to this when one side wants the other side to be eliminated. And that's, in fact, what we have happened there. They will not recognize Israel's right to exist.
Well, this resolution accuses the victims of being the victimizers here, unbelievably accusing Israel of aggression on the Temple Mount and Jews of aggression. When, if you've seen the videos of peaceful Jews praying and being harassed and surrounded by radical Muslims, that's the reality.
Well, I encourage you to stand with Israel. You can learn more about how you can do that through our Christians in Defense of Israel project, and you can get your own separate newsletter just totally dedicated to this. We're getting ready soon to start an email totally dedicated to Israel relations and Israel matters. And also, we have Covenant Journey, which is a program taking college students to Israel. Learn more about it. Call us today. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or covenantjourney.com. Covenantjourney.com is our Covenant Journey program. We're taking young college students that have leadership potential and some level of support for Israel to Israel, and we're underwriting the program except for $500. You have to get to the point of departure, And then it's $500. That covers everything, including your flight, your hotel, your bus, your guide, everything, three meals a day. All of it is covered on a 10-day tour to Israel, 10 days with one day travel and one day return travel. So 8 days on the ground in Israel. Everything is completely covered. We have underwriting for that. If you know of college students who may be interested in attending one of these literally life-changing experiences, call us today at Liberty Counsel's phone number, 407-875-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.